Okay, we ended last week's shiur with the Igros Moshe about a ger being minoy Rosh Hashiva. Okay, so I wanted to start today on page 20 and 21. This piece here by Rav Yaakov Levinson. So he says a word which, again, we were discussing Sror Benoshim, right? Moshe's Tshuva, Machlokes, and I also discussed with Rav Bleich. I confirmed with Rav Bleich that. He thought not like Rav Moshe. He didn't think that the kashrus thing is a question of srara, because you can't be kofa anybody. You can't kofa somebody to change the kashrus. They'll keep what they want. They'll get a different mashgiach. It's not. Except Rav Black said, if it would be a kehila, by a kehila, say you have, there's one community. You're in Skver. You're in Satmar, and you're going to remove the kashrus, then he's not going to get anything, because this is the kashrus of the community. So then you could force him, because if he doesn't, he's going to have to go out of business. Okay. But Ramosha tainted it's a machloikis, you know, between the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch. But he tainted that's considered a srara, because Ramosha's shita was that a srara means that you're working against the balabais. In other words, a poil means you're hired by the balabais. A srara means that you're checking up on the balabais to see if he's doing the right thing. But Rabbi Bleich said to me that, yeah, but you can't, in the end of the day, you can't be kofa him to change his ways. You could remove your heksher, then he can get something else. He's not going to necessarily. So Rav Moshe would say, but nonetheless, you know, it's still called like a srara. Rav Shechter always says it's an idea if you have like srara, like Shechter's discussed whether a woman president, you know, of a shul is srara, if she could fire somebody, hire, you know, as opposed to just doing a lot of work. That's what Rav Shechter's mentioned. Okay, so let's see here in this piece, Shivyon Hanoshim, Ulein Mistafina. So it could be Rav Bleich might quote this in one of his Sforim. Ulein Mistafina Yisi Machlit Shadivrei HaSifrei VaRambam. The Sifrei of the Rambam are Melech V'lo Malka, and that it applies to all areas of. He said it could be that they're not talking about the appointments that we have bizman hazeh. In other words, he's going to explain a different construct. So let's see what he comes up with. He says, "So different sifrei kol eilu shabivim lav zeh shal psul yishul usros ena b'damim al b'chira mino kazeh shanu b'damim al abizmanein is bonein b'shor sheisuv benochach shenichtav al miloy melech." So what's the mocker? It's all from Melech. Shadino shu melech l'chol yimei chayav. Right? Melech is something that you have for your whole life. You're the melech, forever. It's a lifetime thing, a melech. Right? It's not just your melech for 5 years, your melech. Tamlucho veres birusha. And after the melech dies, his son gets it. So it's not even, it's more than just lifetime, it's lifetime plus. Gam lebana v'achra. V'zeh nilmad mimasha kosuv l'man yarech yomim al mamlachto hu uvanov. V'almilo shemel chazeh kosuv Torah melech v'lo malka. So it could be that that type of melech, where it's a lifetime plus Yerusha, is when you say melech v'lo malka. Nilmad gam kei masha kosuv som tosim kefil loshon. Chay kol masimah shem Yisrael. But if the melech is only a melech for a short time, so the same thing, if it's not a lifetime contract, then these whole halachas don't apply. So that's a very interesting kula. So then all these, you know, things that appointing a woman, even this would say, even if the woman has koach, and even though the woman, but if it's not a lifetime thing, similar to malchus, then a woman could have it too. Vimonu yishal malchus bofa gazer rak al meshach zman yadua ein b'zeh isur shal melech v'lo malcha. Shator dibber rak al melech l'chol mishpotov utanov v'zeh inu melech chlal. So that's not a melech. Chena din b'shar sororos shalom dim gamke. And even the other things, the Rambam says that applies to all sororos, and therefore all the other sroros that he's talking about is a sroro that's forever.
How about the Gemara? Which Rav appointed, like, it was the gabbai. It didn't seem like that was a lifetime job.
How do you know?
Seemingly that
maybe it was a lifetime job. You're the gabbai of the community for your life. It's a communal thing. In other words, just because in your mind you think a gabbai just means a couple of years or whatever, but it could be that that's what the Gemara is talking about. That was the type of gabbai that we're talking about. Not like a gabbai we have today. You're the gabbai of the Reuben minion, you know, or the Morg minion, you know.
I'm saying that the way it has to be a lifetime with inheritance process. Here there was no inheritance.
Who said? How do you know?
Because he wasn't the person before. The person previous wasn't Jewish. He couldn't be the previous gabbai. His father was Jewish. So
it
couldn't have been the gabbai.
His father
couldn't
be. He wasn't b'kerev achecha. His father wasn't Jewish.
So he wasn't the gabbai. So therefore he's a new
one. Yeah, but okay, but he's a new one. But yeah, but you have to start somewhere. Okay, his father wasn't. So say the previous guy died and he doesn't have any yorshim. So now they're appointing him. So you understand, just because his father wasn't doesn't mean that he can't, you know, that the halacha of Melech Malka doesn't apply to him, because now he's being appointed forever. This is a fascinating approach. This brings a lot of interesting coolers into, that of course in any shul is, I don't think there's any shul today that the president of the shul is a lifetime. I have to ask Chazen Hess and Breuers what the Gedarim are. Because there they have a Rosh HaKol. And that could be for some time. But in the shul, a regular shul, what is it? It's 2 years, 3 years, and then sometimes he has a second term, but then by then the president gets fed up and just wants to not do it anymore. They don't want him, he doesn't want them, so it's a good, Okay, the author of Eretz Yisrael, Shaminu Hurak Al Yidei Hatzbah. So he says, today, when people get positions, it's Al Yidei Hatzbah, they're voted in. Al Meshach Zman Yadu, Al Shola Shacham Eishonim. Right? Vachare Over Hazman Batal Haminu, Yibokhir Machir. Those 3 to 5 years, they vote for someone else. Karav Levadai She'ein Shaykh Mizeh Shum Iser Shalmino Isha. Wow. There's a fascinating svara, he's saying. He says, Ve'edon Ichovitz L'Hachlid Zevel Bo Masmerim. He says, I'm not putting in nails in the wall, meaning I'm not saying 100% that what I'm saying now is the end all or be all, but he's suggesting this idea. Aval migadi ma shenira be'enai havadover mosur l'gdolei chachamim rabbeinu she'beretz Yisrael chutz la'aretz ha'bocher b'tzion yifros aleinu sukkah shlomo ve'zado havadover hamuvan she'kol mamuna yismana l'fi chvodo l'fi roi k'mo she'omru ilka v'bibi the Gavar Rabahu Le'ag B'min Nishmaya Ma'alin B'min Masa B'min Nishmaya B'gaboy Tzedaka U'b'ktisusa V'chalukosa V'seidu M'tugan Maftirin B'min Masa Shari Tzarchi Tzibur B'niske B'chor L'hoshiv Shoftei L'kivar Yishon V'yotzei L'kivar Tchila. So I thought this was a fascinating who was it? You want to look him up? Who was Rav Yaakov Levinson? New York Tofresh Pei.
1920.
Yeah. Who was he? But that's his Mahalach here. Because it has to be Dumi the Melech. Has to be Dumya the Melech that has a. I don't know. I don't know if it's fully compelling, but it could be because in those days. Well, it's written in Tough. New York. Jacob Levin.
Henry Street.
Henry Street was in the Lower East Side.
Yeah, that's the printing press.
Jacob Levinson?
Yes,
Levinson, Levinson.
Yeah, Jacob Levinson. It says nothing really came
off.
Nothing came off.
Here?
Not really, I don't see much.
Well, Google him.
Yeah, no, I'm on Google.
He was around someplace, I guess.
Yeah. So, Israel, in Palestine at that time, they had elections, they were electing representatives, Jewish agency or something.
Yeah. By who?
By Jacob Levinson.
Okay, maybe. So who is it?
It doesn't really say here, it just shows us the picture above.
Where are you looking?
Here it says he was congregation of all emotional members of the.
Yeah. Where is the Lord? So where was that?
It's in Brooklyn, yeah.
It's in Brooklyn. So he was a Rav. He was a Rav in Brooklyn. Does it say about him? Anything about him?
Because he died on June 16th, 1955.
Okay.
He's buried in Mount Hebron Cemetery, 2 yards hill.
Okay.
But, does it say in biography? It just shows a picture of his farm.
He said he was a rabbi in Chicago. Does that make sense?
Well, could be. Where was he originally from?
He lived in Eastern Parkway, Crown Heights.
Okay.
Well.
And where was he originally? Did he learn in Europe? What?
He doesn't
have a Wikipedia page.
Sitcher says that
he's
based
on Brownsville. Okay, Brownsville's in Brooklyn. Sure. My parents both grew up in East New York, which is right near Brownsville. So he was a Rav. He was a, where was he from? Where was he originally? Was he a European? Where he?
It's from Chicago. Member of
Bat Hatzalah. Okay, so he's from the old Rabbanim.
Together with Rabbi Eliezer Silver.
Ah. So Eliezer Silver, we know, is a big gadol from Cincinnati.
He had a son, Shlomo, who's a lawyer, and a daughter married a doctor named
Son of Mezula. Okay, what else? What's kfarim.com?
I don't know. It was the first thing that came up on Google.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but even he's not saying this is the end all be all, but it could be a swara, you know, in this issue. Okay. Now let's take a look in the Sefer Amud HaYemini. Amud HaYemini was a Shal Yisraeli. He was a big Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. He was in Merkaz Harav. He was a big Golan in Eretz Yisrael. On page 23. Take a look, page 23. Hanira sheish lodum benifchar medas abchiros hanahogos b'medina. In other words, people who are getting voted in Eretz Yisrael, l'zman mesuyim, right? In other words, they're not. It's not a lifetime thing. There's a, you know, there's an election, and then. And then you serve your term. Ve'en abonim yorshim zchusa ovos. And there's no Yerusha. Right? You serve your term. No Yerusha. Sheinkan legamrei mitochan srosh ator don ola. So this is a similar idea. He's saying that this is not the srara that the Torah speaks on. They're not the Sror and the Tzibur. Oh, so we were just doing, before you came, on page 20 and 21, we had an article of Shivyon Hanoshim by Rabbi Jacob Levinson, was apparently a Rav in Brownsville. Okay? And he claimed that the concept of Srara for men and not for women, Melech v'lo Malka, is only a Srara Dumya de Malchus, which is a lifetime thing. Lifetime and maybe even more, lifetime in Yerusha. But if it's not a lifetime thing, then not. So I said, a president of a shul is usually not lifetime. But I said, I wonder what's the bylaws in Breuers. So I said, we're waiting to hear from you what the bylaws and broyers of
the bylaws are. I think are silent on gender, but I think it's
no. In terms of, is it a lifetime? When the person is the Rosh HaKohol,
the Rav is a lifetime.
But what about the president, the Rosh HaKohol?
Not necessarily. He could resign on his own.
Retire. Right, but say he's not reason.
If you want, well, I think the shadow is moot when it comes to KAJ.
Why?
Well, Yale Al Datum to appoint a woman.
No, I'm not saying yeah. that they yeah. appoint a woman. I'm saying I want to know is is it a lifetime thing?
I would say if he so chooses. If he's voted out, and it's happened already. And so it's not a lifetime thing.
Oh, well, you can be voted out.
Sure.
So there's a vote.
Oh, so then there's a vote.
There's, you know, there's a.
I mean, once you get the position, it's not a lifetime position.
Not a lifetime, no.
So he wants to say that the real Din Sraar is only a lifetime thing. So you're telling me that even in... And what do presidents usually stay there for? For how long?
Dr. Mahler was there for 40 years.
Dr. Mahler, 40 years. And, he was the president for 40 years. Imagine any other shul being the president being there for 40 years.
Some were only there for 5 years. Yeah. Some were voted out. There was one who was voted out.
After how many years?
86.
Because they didn't think that, whatever.
Yeah.
And Dr. Mueller was there till he was Nifter?
1940, yeah. He was Nifter in office.
Right. He lives here in the Heights.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying. But his practice, his medical practice was where?
169th
and
Broadway.
Oh, yeah?
Right, a block away from the Presbyterian.
Oh. Yeah, remember Teichner used to tell me about him. Yeah, you knew him.
Not that well, he was a little bit before.
He's that Rabbi Mueller's grandfather.
Yes.
The prison, right, yeah. Menahel Breuer's.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Donny Rothschild's father.
Rav Weiss, Rav Yosef Weiss's father-in-law.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so you're saying that even in Breuer's, but the old kehilas in Europe, I was wondering if the Rosh HaKohol in Europe was a lifetime position. So according to, if you hold like Rav Yaakov Levinson, then you know, the real Din Sraar, whatever the halachas are, you know, about Gerim and Noshim, I'm not saying that they would go ahead and point the woman, but I'm just saying, Medina is it, you know, people may not want to do it in their community because, you know, it's feminism or whatever, you know, it might be. But I'm looking at the halacha of the Medina, of Melchelo Malchus. So that was Rav Yaakov Levinson's Chiddush, that maybe it has to be Dumi de Malchus, that it's a lifetime thing. So that's what we were waiting for you to come to confirm that. So you're saying that even Breuer's is not a lifetime thing.
You can be voted out, at least potentially, yeah.
But you told me there's someone that was, you say.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, potentially you can be. Potentially you have to stand for election every 3 years.
Every 3 years there's an election.
Well, there's an election every year, but different people are up for election. Well, it's just like the Senate, just like the U.S. Senate, which is election every 2 years, but each individual one is only up every 6 years.
Okay, but there are elections every 3 years, every 6 years, so then for sure that it's not something that's the whole. Yeah. So now we've started Ami Yemini, Rav Shaul Yisraeli, on page 23. So he says, Vanira, start again. Sheesh Lodom in Ifcharim al Das HaBechiros. People are there's elections. And the Gula is the Medina Shei Bechir L'Zman Mesuyim, V'ein HaBanim Yorshim Zchus HaOvos, Sheikhan L'Gami B'Tochem Soror Shator Don Ola. Ki Ein Tochen HaNifcharim Kayom B'Ged Matan Zchus Yishiyos Lahem, Soror Shal Tzibur, V'ein HaMel HaBoi Koach HaTzibur U'Shluchov, B'Fol Mashatzarach L'Tovos HaTzibur. The Tzibur is appointing them. Father Bishish Bim Kochla, Kriev Gam Lokov as a Messarvin, Mesa Gam Kim Koch as Khush of Hunkulahem, El Haklotus at Tzibur, Lifol Tovas Indian Akloli, Gam Shahidim Sovum or Inam Askim. Kol Nichtof Kal Tzibur, Al Das Kain Nichtas, Khidim Zum Dubrosh Machidim Tkus Raizu. In a malim shlichas hatzibur, uveshmo polim umichocho heim omsim. Mikhem she'enam al shlichim enkan gidrei soror klal. Kim kochem shalchim heim yonkin es kochem veenkan el soror shatzibur soror al atzmo. Wow. Well, it's all tovah al yishlucho shemoshalom yipul koch ze. So he's saying a different word. He's saying soror means if you're elected. That means that Tzibur is appointing the Srara. So that's not Srara. Say a person, a Melech, in the days of antiquity. So how did a Melech become a Melech?
Jewish?
Any Melech. But not Jewish. Any
In history.
How did it happen?
Jerusalem.
And how did the first Melech?
Sometimes through conquest,
So, he's trying to say here that if the Tzibur appoints you, then you're like the Shliach of the Tzibur. So the Tzibur said, we'll follow you because it makes things efficient. But you weren't Shirlein on the Tzibur. The Tzibur decided to appoint you. So the Tzibur is making the Sra'ar in themselves. Whereas how come we don't have, you know, all types of people we point? But the Sroras are Livno, Livembno, and Olam. El Shazet, Omor Shem, Mosrim, Lozos, Begin, Sroar, Shaz, Zochem, Zev, Shuv, Vidavi, Tanosim, Salch, Olam, Bidno Shalad, Ain, Mosrim, Lobby, Kar, Sroar, of Shulton, El Shmam Shal, Mosrim, who also Masha Osa. So you hear what he's saying? Let's try to understand this. He says, "Vedovers." Let's see the next paragraph. Vedovers in bevor b'shut maram shik. Called tzibur tzibur makelus b'nei Israel him kishutvin. Aval kadei shaloi ha'dover kikadeirid b'shutvi v'yese bosh l'cham zelakan zos aminu b'chol tfus Israel livchor lahem tuve ha'ir. She'omad al tzitzazu b'mchiris tuve ha'ir she'begeder. The same shutfiv, also two veer shuluchev, lachain adover borish inkav and also bail with two veer from give the sroraki as mamakum adover khan adover in a shutfis. The vessel will see her minig with two veer shame mushroom them is chush shilton, el lifo rab shame at sibyl to vaso, as who she is also what's the Rosh Hashanah Hatzibur? Sheb Shutzer B'Dovrim Shchui Shavus Kol Echad. So he's saying what? That so when you get elected, you're just representatives of the tzibur. So that
it's like a shiftless in the tzibur. It's like the tzibur is that you're working together.
So therefore, you don't have the regular din of srara that it goes birusha, and but I'm trying
you're
to say
and you're subject to being voted out.
Right. So. But I'm trying to understand. So, what would be? How would it be done otherwise? What would be a real srara? In other words, how would you get in otherwise if it's not through election? You're just like that's what I'm trying to think. How would the old kings of antiquity become? You know. Like, if it's not appointed, like, what's the... it's not clear to me, what's the opposite? What's the converse of this? You understand? Here he's saying, there's a meaner of the tzibur. Yeah.
He says that,
well,
I don't know if this is correctly, but he says,
where are you reading?
From the first arrow on the left column.
Zebul Agash HD Medina Torah.
He's just quoting the Rambam here.
Yeah. Ulam Benidah Shalom Eina Moshim. Shemoshim lo zos beget a srara. Shaz zocha bezeh. Whereas they give you over full, I guess he's saying if they give you over the full domain.
Right.
But if they don't give you over the full domain, then you're just representative. So then they could make the tenai of how long they want you to be.
How about Shaul? He was appointed, but like he was the king. He was appointed. Well, he wasn't appointed. But like they had full dynasties. And, like,
right.
How I'm not gonna say that they weren't.
Yeah. So he writes, Pesikim HaDavar, page 24, on the right side, the last two lines on Simin Yud Beis. Pesikim HaDavar, Nirim HaDvarim, Shalfi HaDerech HaMukubelis, B'Medina, Shalmatan, Samchuyos, Nevcharim, Lemostas, Niel, Mikom Yema, Mikhal Medim, Shalfi HaMatan, Yipur Koch, Matosh, Shlicha, Tzibur, Ifal, Mikom, Lemano, Zosin, Ral, Lezman, Mesuyim. Because if they're just representing the Tzibur, then it's only for a certain amount of time. Okay. So let's see now. Yeah, the article in Yisrael Rosen wrote an article in Tchumen. Tchumen is a Torah, you know, some comes out like once a year, has, you know, topics, timely topics in halacha and other things. So he said, Tshuva Shlishit Mibal Igros Moshe. Avi Olo Bekhane Echad Abadu Bashar Mivina Ger Lo Shasa. Right? He says, Ein Lach Shem Mishra Seilu Bekhavad Kinyin Al Maisa Srara. He said, the Ger could be Rosh Hashiva. That was the thing we saw last week. So let's see what he says. He says the two different types of svara, svara de kviya, sura begir. She'enu machmas svara de kviya, sura begir, machmas svara de kovet. Svara de Kavod is not osur for a ger. So that's why he says the ger could be the Rosh Hashiva. Because it's a Svara of Kavod. So there's no kfiya by... Then he quotes the Sefer Chinuch, but then he quotes Rav Shaul Yisrael. Let's take a look on page 26, where the arrow is on the right side. Haminuyim v'sroz b'yamein. Harash Yisraeli, b'dono b'keshos b'chiyas nochi l'mosnos b'na'alin. That was about voting in a goy to run a Jewish organization. So he wants to say, Sheikhan Megami Misochan Srar Shatara Dana, because they're only Shlichim, they're not Srar. He said, Dear Hadvar Shafi Derech, Abukubelas, Bemedina Shalmatan, and Samkhuiz Mukharb, Tikhna Matan, Yipoi, Tosh. It's a similar idea because yeah, let's read the Sikkum. Here. Harambam Oser Limnos Noshim of Simus Israel, Bekar Bedrash, in Yenoch, where then, yeah, Alias of the Isha Lachai Betafkid, Yech Mokam Rav, Da, Desha Isham Stamet, Lachamina Milvad. The both has come with Kudas Noshim of his Dimu Terrace. Because today the minoy is only a temporary minoy. I don't know if this would work in with Rav Moshe, because Rav Moshe held there's a separate din of that you have a chazaka. But the question, this is more about the din of Melech v'lo-malka. So if you're giving over a total srara, means you're giving over, it's in the end of the day, it's something similar to what Rav Levinson said. Because srara, for Nashim, means you're giving it over. Meaning it's lifetime. That's srara. You're giving it over. But if you're only saying, okay, every 4 years, and then we're going to have a vote, then you're not really giving over. That would seem to be what Rav Shaul Yisraeli says, and that's what seemed Rav Levinson. Now, it could be that there's still another din of chazaka, b'mitzvahs, of you have a chazaka on the thing. But that not necessarily only have to do with Sraram. But if you say like Rabbi Levinson says, then it would only be a din that if somebody has a was giving a lifetime thing, and that's what the Rav Shaul Yisraeli seemingly says. So you could vote for a guy to run the, he'll be the head of the hospital, he'll run the Jewish hospital. Because he's not given, he's only given for a chveis, a 5-year term. And then once they're going to vote again, then it's, you know.
And somebody who is appointed but not able to do the job properly is also subject to removal before the end of the term, theoretically.
Theoretically, yeah.
So that's another. Certainly not Sororo.
If you can't do the job, you can't do the job. Let's now go back to the Maram Shik and see what on page 9.
I mean, what if there's like a co-presidency? You have a woman and
a man being co-presidents. Right, in the shul
and where? In the shul.
And they both, in other words, none of them has independent power because they both have to have unanimity to decide whatever they're going to decide, right?
Right. I think that usually anyway, I think that the board is always involved with decisions that the president is making in the shul.
Right.
I mean, the president can't really do anything without the board approving it.
Right. So the only thing that Shefta said, then it's a din. They don't really have power, they just have to do work. It's a question of doing work, it's not a question of power. And according to our life, they have to be kosher, and then you feel. You see, a lot of these halachas, like our life was discussing, really applied when there was a real kehillah. It was a real kehillah, they could tax the members, they could, as Rabbi Mike was saying to me, that the idea of kashrus being a srara, he thought of it as a real kehillah. So then if you remove your hechsher and you're part of the kehillah, then you're finished. But today, everyone is not a kehillah. That's why I remove your hechsher, you take someone else's hechsher. So,
but it's still a...
It could be a pagan.
It could be a black mark.
But you know, people meisim b'chol yom. They take away the hechsher, they get another hechsher.
That's
you
not
know.
Good publicity.
It's not good publicity, but so just take a look in the Maram Shik. Says, there were two gaboim. Sheminu hakol miaz l'gabay yir hakodesh l'kabitz mamu mekal adoso. The two gaboim, gaboy tztaka. Gan yesh chashuv ekal shehibul enadev l'kol leinu yir hakodesh. V'kib tzu gavkin adobas me'achem ravurim v'shmalchum me'akolum as hakodesh lahem imi gaboim me'akol shalonu v'gam. Also, Nagu Gabu Usum, Kamashonim, Ratash, and Mesech, and Managaboy, Chalkiva, Shem, Muro, Mekal, Kabis, Bos, Ashani, Mohal, Kodu, Minu, Mir, Hakal, Yam Rosha, Kal, Tokum, Shnega, Boim, Habonim, Shalga, Boim, Harishonim, Koka, Yamaskimuze. So, in other words, they had these Gaboid stocker. And one of the Gabbaim died. And then they what? They appointed the sons of the Gabbaim. So what's the problem? But not everyone agreed to that. Depends what their koach was. Does they have a chazaka? It says on kopanim on the left side. Heicha sheyucholam lemos achayim vokol beelu v'miru osam stam al kol hashonim ha'yishu hem chazaka. Bevad ha'gemokam d'haminag v'manim gabayim rach l'zman l'shana l'shol l'shonim. That's the whole. He says, He says, who says that the bottom get it? Well, he gave it to the father. You're our shliach. Sons took it upon themselves, but it's not, because it could be that it's not a real, it doesn't go Birusha. Because they never got a real Sarara. But so really it wasn't right. But not everyone agrees with that. I mean, this Mahalach that we're working on today is a different, not everyone agreed. Like I told you, Rav Moshe Feinstein held it could be a din Yerusha, even in the this I was told in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein that he held that even Lagabe, you know, Magachir. Yes, it is a din Yerusha. But that he's saying not, because it could be the whole concept of Yerusha, like we said from Rav Levinson and Rav Shaul Yisraeli, is if it's a real Srar. Real Srar means you were given full jurisdiction. I guess in Broyers that they make a... It's interesting, Broyers gives a lifetime contract to the Rav, but the question is, does it go be Yerusha? But in other words, I don't know if they ever had a situation where there was a havamina that, I guess if the son doesn't want it, then obviously he doesn't want it. But Chorot should go be Yerusha. This is a real Sarara. But the question is, what could the Rav be kofa on? Could the Rav...
In the old country, there was... Thank you. 1936.
Election for what?
For Rabonus.
Oh, for
yeah. Maybe you know the story. Rabbi Breuer, Rabbi Horowitz, who would have had some worship of his father, but he could have some, he could have an uncle and nephew or something like that.
For Yusuf for what?
To take all the Rabbonus.
Yeah.
There was a vote, and he didn't win.
Who was the vote to take over the Rabbonus of Frankfurt?
Yeah.
Who was the Rabbi Frankfurt at that time?
I think Rabbi Shlomo Breuer, I think.
That's Joseph Breuer's
father. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It was an election, I think. And someone else, someone non-relative was voted in.
Uh-huh. Right. And yet they have a lifetime.
Horowitz.
Who?
Rabbi Horowitz.
Yeah. Took.
He was voted in instead of Rabbi Shlomo Breuer's son.
You mean Shlomo Breuer's son, Yosef Breuer?
No, brother.
Who was that?
Before that, I think.
So he was supposed to be the Rav of the Kehillah in Frankfurt.
But he didn't win the election.
So who became the Rav?
Horowitz.
Horowitz.
I think his son was the Rosh Yeshiva in Be'er Shemuel.
Okay. And and then what happened? Then they came to America.
And when after the Holocaust, came to America, but they.
And then where was this Rabbi Horowitz? Did he ever come to America?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe he did.
You see, Hashkacha had it that Rav Yosef Breuer became the Rav.
Right.
So it could be. You see, it could be that he really should have gotten it in Europe. Well, in other words, Rav Yosef Breuer anyway was the younger brother.
So I think it was an older brother who was running.
It was running, right.
But he didn't make it. So Horowitz did.
And what happened? Did Rav Rafael Breuer ever come to America?
I'm not sure.
And how many years did the Kehillah still exist in Frankfurt after Rav Shlomo Breuer passed away?
7-8 years, I guess.
7-8 years, and then. And what caused the.
Maybe until 38, maybe until Kristallnacht.
Until Kristallnacht.
Yeah. About 12 years, I guess.
What happened in Frankfurt on Kristallnacht?
Shul went down in flames, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, was that in Frankfurt? I know.
Yeah.
In Frankfurt. All the shuls? How many shuls? Rabbi Fulda was there for Christ, right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Fulda was an officer.
Yeah.
He was in.
He witnessed Kristallnacht, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so.
In the Rambam, the one that mentions Melchizedek, the following Melchizedek. Is that continuation?
What are you reading?
From Allah above.
What page? You have the computer?
It's not
on your computer. Let me read it.
The following Allah.
That they what? That they're.
It continues. It doesn't mention Isha, but it says the Imam needed a bunch of people for Kohen Gadol and for Melech. Not because they're
apostles,
but because it's mezalzel for the community.
Because it's what?
Mezalzel for the community.
Why is it mezalzel? What? What's mezalzel?
For a katzav and a sapar and a bala and a borsi.
To do what?
To be a melech or a
kohen
gadol. That's the reason why
they're
apostles.
So
is that a continuation and a woman
would
be included in that?
Okay, give me a round. Let's just.
Yeah, I think they.
That's nice.
See, but I think the main point, like Rav Blank was saying, that the fact that we don't have the real kehila today, which might, you know, like Rav Blank was saying, might make a difference in a lot of these. Because today everything is a democracy, everything's, you know, it's not a real, you know, kehila system. You know, everything, it's a vote, it's a not a vote. Everyone's voting these days, you know. You vote 2 years, 3 years, you know.
It seems like this is subjected to a large machloka, the way the Maharav Shif explains it. He says that Ela Fido in Yamale Vidos Malas Avidam Shinta de Elam Kodaka, Ela Fido in Yamale Yamkutra, even that is machlokas.
One second. In my mouth, we can go to the cards of the software, the ball of the worst of them, and they should fill in a hole with no some different problems out in it. So these people, it's not covetic for a mouth to be.
Right. So is that a continuation of Halacha A, and we're including a woman in that category? And that's the real reason why.
No, I think he says the first thing he says is because it's not mouthful of mouth. Then he says another thing called God. It's a zilzul to have these people as a melech. You're a butcher, now you're the king. You're the barber, now you're the king.
Right.
Oh, the Nusim Nikla, the Umnus is not a chash of the Umnus. I'm a Zazel of him. Oh. Umshiyasib imlocha me'elu yom echad nifsa.
Right.
One day, if you're a butcher, one day,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't apply to meaning, because you could say nowadays where it's not some mezalzel to have a woman as president,
yeah.
Right? There's no time to say that.
Right, but I don't know if he's saying that din is on that.
Right.
It could be that's an exeris akasa of a mouthful of mouth. Okay, Ramosa, I think we finished this packet finally. So next week, Bez Hashem will start a new packet in Yonei Sarara. And we'll have mincha now. Right, almost as my mincha is what time?
12:40.
Okay, so we'll get ready for mincha now. We'll have mincha right here in 2 minutes.